Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. During the Democrat primary, the candidates were crawling all over each other to be the most aggressive in imposing stringent gun control law and, if possible, kicking in your door and seizing your guns. In that crowd, the Second Amendment stood no chance. But lately, you may have noticed that Joe Biden and Kamala Harris don't talk about guns right now. Instead, with the Black Lives Matter and Antifa riots having sent Americans on a epic gun-buying binge, they've opted for discretion. But the Trump campaign, understanding the short attention span of the people that actually watch ads on television, they put out a hard-hitting ad with a necessary reminder that the Democrats will still take your guns. Last fall, when the horde of Democrat candidates were fighting for dominance, and before anybody had ever heard of the Wuhan virus or George Floyd, the candidates, including both Biden and Harris, were open about their desire to seize your guns. In September 2019, not long after the shooting at the El Paso Walmart, the debate moderator asked all Democrat candidates not for their positions on gun control, but for the strategy they planned to put gun control into effect. And Biden and Harris were the first two to answer. Biden's challenge was to explain why, when he was the vice president, could not get gun control passed after the Sandy Hook school shooting. Biden answered with a boast about his prowess beating the NRA, laying claim to the entire responsibility for the Brady Bill. And if he's done it once, he said, he could do it again. Harris got the next question. She was very clear, too. The moderator reminded her that she'd said earlier that she would issue an executive order banning all sorts of guns. He also reminded her that Biden had said a president lacks the constitutional authority to issue an executive order banning assault rifles. Which is true, but that's not why he said it. He was still trying to get moderate voters back then, and Harris was having none of this. With that weird constipated laugh voice she sometimes uses, she gave the snotty teenage girls a post. Well, I mean, I would just say, hey, Joe, instead of saying, no, we can't, let's say, yes, yes, we can. Then, after wallowing in emotion, Harris wrapped up by accusing Trump of being responsible for the deaths in El Paso. Obviously, he didn't pull the trigger, but he's certainly been tweeting out the ammunition. When the moderator passed the baton to Robert Francis O'Rourke, he explicitly stated, hell yes, we're going to take your AR-15, your AK-47. And O'Rourke continues to matter today because in March, Biden promised to put O'Rourke in charge of a Biden administration gun control policy. So, oh yes, both Biden and Harris are entirely on board with gun control. And they will do anything and everything they can, whether constitutional or not, to seize your guns. Not to restrict them. Not to limit your choices, but to seize them. But right now, they're just not talking about that. Not a single word passes their lips on the subject. And what explains their silence is the fact that America has been buying guns in record numbers, a logical response to the war on police, the riots on the streets, and the general insecurity coming from the lockdowns. Right now, federal firearm background checks for 2020 have reached 28.82 million this month, surpassing all of last year, 28.36 million. An updated report released by the Federal Bureau of Investigation shows the NICS processed 2.89 million background checks in September 2020 alone. And it also demonstrates that July produced the largest number of total background checks, 3.93 million, in the history of the NICS. Now, just because Americans are buying guns right now, that doesn't mean that the Biden administration will let them keep their guns. So this week, the Trump campaign put out a short, hard-hitting ad reminding gun-owning Americans, including the millions of first-time gun buyers, 10 million of you out there, that Biden and company may be silent about gun control, but it is still part of their plan. People have figured out this year that they need to be self-reliant. They're also really realizing, as they look at governments across America, including the feds, that these entities don't always have the citizens' best interests at heart. And therefore, people should look askance at a Biden administration that has sided with both those who want to defund the police and with criminals, and that has vehemently espoused gun seizures. Some of this stuff is strictly political. Don't kid yourself about it. Like I've mentioned, the Q, we had Alex Roscoe on the show the last week with Keita Bussey, and we were talking about what was going on with Q. And right now, the whole honey badger thing has been put to bed for the moment. Everything is put on hold for the next 60 days. Now, what this means is that the ATF, which is already under fire regarding the bump stock, because they're in court over this one, and if they lose that court case, this will damage their credibility a great deal. And I don't know who they have credibility with. Don't get me wrong on that one. So now we have this, and there's two thought patterns I see emerging out there. First of all of the threats and the pressure and everything led to this because they know they're going to have to back off of this. And what they're trying to do now is figure out how to save face. Or they're going to try to give, this kind of ex post facto stuff it's never been constitutional. You know, something that was legal today, there has to be some sort of a period involved in that to where those of us who own it have a moment to do something about it without having to risk running afoul of the law. And that's the kind of political stuff that the Democrats are doing. They're always doing this. I mean, the ATF, acting ATF director, she wants to be the regular ATF director, and you know, she probably authorized this little ditty because she believes the polls. And I hope all you Democrats believe the polls. If you're listening right now, believe the polls. Please, please, believe the polls. Because if you think it's so inevitable, you should think it's as inevitable as it was with Hillary Clinton. Now, don't worry about the result that you got. That has nothing to do with anything. I think I have a pretty good sense of what's going to happen, and it's going to be a bigger whitewashing than it was. Or should I say shellacking? Yeah, it's going to be a bigger shellacking than it was for Hillary Clinton, because Hillary is still quite devious and quite evil, even though she's sort of Chardonnay logged. But have you noticed that part about Biden and Harris? They quit talking about gun control. That doesn't mean they changed their mind. They just know that they have to sell this all across America now, and they know that except in their very, very secure little blue bubbles, it's not going to sell. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Hollister.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Hollister.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Hollister.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Hollister.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At Bedford Camera and Video, we value freedom as much as our customers do. To this end, Bedford's is your one-stop shop for all of your camera or video needs. Our customer service is based on satisfying our customers with the latest equipment and a team of experts that will ensure you have all you want or need. Go to Bedfords.com. Preserving memories, recording technique, commemorating the victory or the hunt. Since 1974, this is Bedford Camera and Video.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you. What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
them out at aeroprecisionusa.com. The riots of 2020 are the battlefront of a movement hatched from an alternative history built on an abstruse foundation of systemic racism and white privilege. In early summer, they created an apocalyptic spectacle of 23 American cities in flames, burned out cars, shattered storefronts, unchecked looting, and occupied neighborhoods. Then, something very curious happened. According to the Bridging the Divide Initiative, a Princeton think tank that conducts U.S. protest modeling with a wink and nod to the left, there was a free fall in the number of BLM-associated demonstrations and uprisings from a late May peak to an October low. What caused this? In a recently televised and racially divisive speech, First Lady Emerita, Michelle Obama echoed the familiar line that 93% of BLM demonstrations are peaceful. That's true. Almost 8,000 demonstrations nationwide between late May and early October have supported the BLM meme. According to the Armed Conflict Location and Data Event Project, a minority were major city demonstrations that culminated in street brawls. By contrast, the overwhelming majority were hometown gatherings with parades down main streets, like teenage bubblegummers yelling buzzwords and waving homemade placards alongside their emphatic soccer moms. The former First Lady artfully omitted that the remaining 7% represented almost 600 violent BLM protests between late May and mid-September. And the better part of those were inner-city post-George Floyd Donnybrooks bunched together from late May to mid-June. Antifa infested those demonstrations, their familiar black block regalia, a telltale sign to police that a particular march would devolve into nighttime street brawling. By late summer, America was getting sort of fed up with this. Opinion turned dramatically against BLM, particularly among sought-after white independent voters. Support dropped from 24 to 3% in just 2 months. CNN anchorman Don Lemon, who often made light of the mob violence for the however many dozen people watching CNN that night, suddenly called for an end to hostilities. And he fretted not because of the loss of life or attacks on police or the destruction of small business. He lamented that it wasn't polling well for the Biden campaign. Don's apostasy and reproach served as sort of a warning shot to the upper crust Democrats that their reluctance to censure street anarchism was becoming a clear reflection of their support for the violence. Political and media apologists for BLM and Antifa began to realize that giving comfort to revolutionists was eroding their voting base. There is and there was no sleight of speech that could whitewash $1 billion in property destruction, the deaths of more than 30 people, and injuries to 400 police officers. After a really big early summer windfall, corporate and individual donations began to wilt. And in a panic, BLM has quietly scrubbed their website of Marxist diatribes. They've distanced themselves from their affiliation to the cop-killing domestic terrorist, Susa Lisa Rosenberg. Rosenberg first raised hackles in May when she landed on the governing board of BLM's first financial sponsor, Thousand Currents. In early July, BLM began to move its donations platform to the unobtrusive Tides Center, burrowing ever deeper into the George Soros progressive fundraising PACs. Then the Trump administration. They have been playing a strong hand in putting down the more serious outbreaks. Offering no quarter by group or ideology, William Barr has stood up a task force to target criminal conspiracy and major players behind the disturbances. And no matter what political creed, those arrested for vandalism, arson, looting, or felonious assaults are going to be fast-tracked for orange jumpsuits. Sanctions have also proven equally effective as an early spate of statue toppling abruptly ended after the president tacked a 10-year prison term to the offense. The 20-something street insurgents may also be suffering from some organic fatigue. The mob is filled with newly minted college grads and turned out higher education with deep-seated grievances embedded by militant professors revered for their anti-capitalist classroom rants. Class of 2020 matriculated into a summer job market destroyed by the pandemic, wiping out even the lowest-paying service occupation. The more virulent took to the streets. A few of the horde earned a few dollars as part of Antifa's mobile phalanx, moving from city to city, gaslighting sympathizers to action and inspiring the local disadvantaged to loot. Months later, they're charged to throw hard objects, break windows, and burn trash cans and scream bloody murder. Antagonize the cops for days on end in hot protective gear has been both exhausting and increasingly toxic to their future career prospects. By year's end, if the current trend holds, BLM and Antifa will be a fraction of the hundreds, with most focusing upon state COVID lockdowns, pro-police marches, Second Amendment rallies, the U.S. Supreme Court nomination, and the presidential election outcome. Their bottle-tossing and incendiary antics may have calmed for the present, but they are well-stocked and financed, and you know the city chapters of the BLM, along with their Antifa cohort, will act impulsively when triggered by cop-on-black shootings and adverse judicial outcomes of those events. But the BLM ranks are losing their majority white Democrat support. There's no time for cops to rest right now, though. If we turn a page on the dog-eared 60-era guidebooks on revolutionizing America, we are at a flashpoint. Half century ago, the granddads and moms of today's firebrands, frustrated with the failings and risks of street protests, they got out of the Students for the Democratic Society and they joined the Weathermen. The Black Panthers ditched their leather coats and became the Black Liberation Army. What followed in the 70s and the 80s put the FBI back on their heels, and it took a decade of rage, thousands of bombings, and 35 dead cops to put it all down with a series of botched federal prosecutions that brought few to justice. If the past is a prologue, the recent arrests in the Wisconsin plot to kidnap the governor, that's the shape of things to come. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The stock market closed lower on Wednesday as doubt over a coronavirus aid package increased. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 165 points to close just above 28,500. The S&P 500 closed down 23 points with the NASDAQ losing 95. Big tech companies led the slide, with Amazon falling more than 2%, Netflix dropping 2.3%, and Microsoft dipping by nearly 1%. Judge Amy Coney Barrett is facing a second day of questioning in her Supreme Court nomination hearing, receiving many questions from Democratic senators about the Affordable Care Act. Senate Judiciary Chair South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham addressed that on Wednesday, saying Obamacare should not be the focus of the hearings.
This hearing has been more about Obamacare than it has you. Obamacare is on the ballot. If you want socialized, single-payer health care, that's on the ballot.
This is USA Radio News. Supreme Court nominee Judge Amy Coney Barrett has taken multiple questions on health care and the Affordable Care Act on day three of her confirmation hearing. She pushed back against Democratic Senator Amy Klobuchar of Minnesota's inference that she was nominated in order to take down the ACA.
Well, Senator Klobuchar, I think that the Republicans have kind of made that clear. It's just been part of the public discourse.
Okay, but is the answer yes, then, that you were aware of it?
Senator Klobuchar, all these questions, you're suggesting that I have animus or that I cut a deal with the president.
Representative Bill Huizenga is in self-quarantine after testing positive for the coronavirus. The Michigan Republican tweeted that he tested positive ahead of a planned appearance with Vice President Mike Pence and went into self-isolation as a precaution. Huizenga says he's waiting on the results of a second test to confirm the diagnosis. If confirmed, he would be the 16th member of the House to test positive for COVID-19. Another 5 senators have also tested positive for the virus. This is USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. You know, I look at the politically correct culture that we have out there, and it's almost like they're trying to extend the indoctrination that a lot of you have paid for with your children in college out here to us. And one of the things I really hate is the death of comedy. I like entertainment because entertainment used to be a escape from the realities of life. Sports, film, stand-up, TV. But, you know, comedy has sacrificed itself on the altar of leftism. And as well as the real plot. We're going to talk about the real plot behind the 25th Amendment ploy and some of this other stuff. But back in the day, someone associated with Saturday Night Live, back when your grandpa was talking, you know, he was listening to albums by a rock group called Foghat, they noted the cultural avant-garde becomes the guard. But our glorious culture clowns have further devolved into the rear guard. Their job is to wring every drop of originality or dissent out of the rich tapestry that is America and force us into a grim conformity of politically correct platitude and, you know, obedience to their pagan demigod. Basically, you're supposed to close your stinking trap and do what you're told. And the wardens of this mental prison are the free spirits of Hollywood, the noble, neutral truth-tellers of the media, and the caring, compassionate mandarins of the Democrat Party. Like the aforementioned Saturday Night Live. This is a comedy show that can't find a joke about Grandpa Badfinger, or rather won't even look for one. Imagine Richard Pryor on there today saying all the things that cannot be said. You can't, because it never could happen. Instead, you get shop-worn takes on Trump and cringy tributes to Ruth Bader Ginsburg and Pantsuit. And, you know, right around the corner, there's a terrific skit just waiting to be made about the zombie justice and her dying wishes and the antics that ensue. They'll never, ever make it. No. They flash up on the screen, rest in power, which is the lamest leftist catchphrase since speak truth to power. And you'll just want to gack like a supermodel after parting with Anna Navarro at the Golden Corral. These are rebels with a pause. Comedy, and, you know, I really shouldn't have to explain this. Comedy is subversive. It undermines and attacks authority. It punches up. And the thing is that the allegedly edgy rebels of rebellion are the establishment. To laugh at the establishment is to laugh at themselves, so they no longer do it. Or they don't even allow it. They don't even pretend to. If you watch the boring hacks who clutter up late-night TV or over-the-air TV, see a bunch of alleged comics each competing to wedge themselves into the same niche, the one that the Marin County Volvo drivers can safely curl up in. They don't speak truth to power. They text power and arrange to meet for a bespoke Cosmo. There was a time when the rich and powerful were the targets of humor, but that was a while ago. And today, the people purportedly deploying humor are hanging out with the rich and the powerful, if not the rich and powerful themselves. And that's why they aim their feeble jests at people who are Christians, people who have normal families, and people who sweat at work. So take that, you puny mortal who makes a fraction of what I do and who has probably never had kombucha. Check out Netflix. Be careful what you click on, because you could have the Fed show up. And every series has the same jury cast of villains. Religious, male, working class. The hero, heroine, or increasingly the gender unstable herox, must be written to show these backwards creatures what for. Then you've got another action sequence where a 105-pound Injue karate kid gets out there and, you know, beats up a half dozen 200-pound thugs. Everything is woke, and it's all lame, and it's all to get you to shut up and know your place. And it's all to tell you that this is not your society and you have no right to participate in it. But it is your society. It is your culture. And you don't need to obey them. You don't have to. You can refuse to conform. And you can read and listen to and watch those who do. Real comedy is now the domain of conservatives. Now, when that desiccated only weirdo popped off with, "I got in trouble when we were running against that senator who was a Mormon, the governor," it was clear that whatever had gotten injected into his Schumer to help him stagger through the debate had worn off. Biden is a mess, and that's Nancy Botox's real motivation for trying to create a kick the Prezi upstairs committee before the election. Because to activate the 25th Amendment, you have to have the vice president, plus either the cabinet or a committee, which is what her harpiness wants to establish, to get the ball rolling. Scamala will break every human speed record to tank her boss, no doubt about this. There's a big check mark by her on the who's up to toss Gropio Joe out list. The cabinet will be appointed by Biden, and if he and Lady McBiden are cunning, they will appoint not the damn superstars of tomorrow, like Audie Bettejig, but some solid old-finger loyalists who won't budge. And this is why the damn establishment needs this committee. It's their way to get Krusty the Crustacean out, the commie out, and the commie-curious Kamala in. By doing it now means they can pretend the move is aimed at Trump, who has to be infuriating them with his failure to become a COVID invalid. I'm just saying. As far as this ACB hearing is, Amy Coney Barrett, it would be easy to talk about how dumb the Democrat senators are. I expect Maisie to say, Hirano, she probably has an intern behind her at all times whispering her to remember to breathe. But I don't know why you would beat a dead donkey over that one. It's just piling on at this point. The first day was really about ACB's jet black mask. There's a lot of talk about how it sends the wrong signal, but all I can think of is how it makes her look like Bane. And I'm okay with that. I want a conservative Avenger destroying the institutions. You know, if you look at it from a certain standpoint, you can see where Batman might have always been a gullible tool carrying water for the elite establishment. You know, truth to power. Fight the power. It's been quite the week. And it's only Wednesday. Wow. Just some thoughts for you especially the comedy thing. I can't stand, I just can't stand it. I don't watch TV now because TV has become such a thing as far as all of this political correctness. I just can't handle it. There are very few things I can't handle. TV and political correctness is one of them. So I simply seek to ignore it and be the other thing. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
My name is Brian, and I'm 80 years of age. Recently, I was dealing with symptoms of a COVID infection. Initially, I had a fever with chills and a sore throat. Within a short time, the fever subsided, and the sore throat improved, but still lingered. I used several different supplements without success. I then tried Green Meadow Whey, and immediately my sore throat went away. I feel that Green Meadow Whey helped me defeat this COVID infection, and it gives me a noticeable lift in my energy.
Lactoferrin is a naturally occurring nutrient in whey protein. It has been shown to have potent antiviral activity. Lactoferrin binds to a virus, blocking its ability to enter the cell. It also stimulates antiviral interferon production. Green Meadow Whey contains 300 to 600 milligrams of non-denatured lactoferrin per scoop. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or go to greenmeadowwhey.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Now I'm going to level with you. I train as often as I can to persevere in the unfortunate event that I get caught up in an armed self-defense situation, a gunfight, if you will. And that means that I'm actually training to take a life. We can sit here and we can wax philosophic if you want to, whatever, however you want to do it. Well, I only shoot center mass. I only shoot to deanimate. The truth of the matter is that based upon the way things actually are going to occur, at the very least, you're really going to grievously hurt somebody, or at the worst, you're going to kill them. And that's in the very best of times. If all of that happens and they don't come after you, you're going to be in a position you have never imagined yourself being in before. Never. And for that reason, this is why every trainer out there is going to tell you that you should, awareness should be the thing you do. You should avoid trouble if you can. Because here is the fact of the matter. Even in the best of circumstances, going to court as a defendant is going to take a lot of time. And it's going to take a lot of money. And anything you can do to avoid this is going to save you all kinds of hassle. Yes, you can go out and get one of those legal, you know, Second Call Defense, Texas Law Shield, USCCA, X Insurance. You can go out and get one of those things in the event of having that. That will help you with the money part. It's not going to help you with the time part. It's not going to help you with the process part. Sometimes being involved in the criminal justice system does not have the result that many of you would think it should happen. And I'm going to give you an example of an incident that didn't go the way an innocent man thought it should have. Guy was driving home from work when he became the victim of a road rage incident. The instigator was weaving in and out of traffic, bullying motorists out of his way. He ended up clipping this guy's car and then losing control and crossing the median into oncoming traffic. This caused the instigator and two other vehicles to wreck and resulted in injuries to some other drivers. This guy called 911 and then returned to the scene once he was assured that a police officer had arrived. Knowing that he wasn't the cause of the accident, this guy was happy to cooperate with police investigators, even going to the station later to give a voluntary statement. Now, can you imagine this guy's surprise when he was later notified that he'd been charged with three cases of felony assault? And at this point, he did what he probably should have done in the first place and contacted an attorney to represent him and to post his bond. In the state where this occurred, all felony charges must be referred to a grand jury to determine if they warrant prosecution. Instead of taking those assault charges to the grand jury, however, the district attorney kicked them back to the police for further investigation. And you might assume the DA did this, did not think about the facts as they existed at that time were strong enough to obtain an indictment and lead to a trial. So the police department didn't do anything, or they couldn't find anything that would satisfy the DA. The state sets the statute at limitations on felony assault at 3 years, which means that if in 3 years there hasn't been an indictment, the case can no longer be prosecuted. And for whatever reason, that's exactly what the DA allowed to happen. Now, in the meantime, this guy who just witnessed things happening, he didn't do anything, he didn't even intervene in anything, sat around for 3 years with the possibility of three felony convictions hanging over his head. However, his employer was sympathetic, and this guy did not lose his job. And at the end of 3 years, this guy and his attorney went before a DA or a district court and had the cases dismissed. End of story, right? Well, not exactly, because when you have felony cases dismissed due to statute of limitations, this does not get the arrest off of your record. So then, this guy and his attorney then had to go back into court and request that the court order the arrest records expunged. That is, removed from all records as if they never happened. So this guy spent $25,000 on an attorney. And it wasn't loaned or anything. This is something he's never going to get back. He sat for 3 years with felony charges hanging over his head, and he also paid whatever the attorney charged for the expungement hearing. All this for crimes that he did not commit. When people looked at this case, and some did, nobody interviewed the police investigator or the DA. Because nobody could figure out why they chose to go this route instead of just dismissing the charges for lack of evidence. But despite the fact that they did not do that, they acted within the law by doing it the way they did it. Now, this, if you'll notice, this didn't involve any guns. And the lesson for the armed citizen is that even when justified or blameless, a person can get caught up in the criminal justice system for quite some time, and it can cost you a significant amount. I don't have $25,000 just laying around sitting here just waiting to pay some attorney. And in some areas, it could cost a whole lot more. It has been said that dealing with a criminal attack involves at least two different problems that a person will have to solve. You're going to have to deal with the actual attack by doing whatever is necessary to stay alive. And then you have to survive the aftermath of that criminal attack, whatever that might be. And in these days of social unrest, we may be involved in all sorts of situations that would make us fear for our safety. And we may feel justified in producing defensive firearms in order to make others leave us alone. And we may even fear for our lives and say as much to investigators. But here's the kicker. Doesn't matter if we felt justified. What matters is the criminal justice system determines whether or not we were. And what makes it even worse is when the criminal justice system has other motives and may be pressured by special interests or even criminal elements, well, things can go sideways. And it shouldn't happen, but it does. This sort of thing is the reason that many of us suggest that avoidance is critically important. I've had a couple of times when I pulled a gun twice as a civilian. And I had no choice in either one of those. No choice. If there was an option besides doing that, I would have done it. Because I didn't want, you know, I knew what I was prepared to do, and I didn't know what was about to happen. But when I pulled those, when I pulled those guns those two times, I was not trained the way I'm trained now to try to avoid things. So we get away from a criminal attack if possible, and we use deadly force or the threat of deadly force only when there's absolutely no other way to survive and or protect our family. If you take a moment to look at the big picture, because it is a very it's a big overview to take in. When you take time to look at it, that avoidance is not. This is, doesn't make you a coward. It doesn't make you. It doesn't make you less of a man or a woman for not getting involved in a life-threatening situation. It's the smartest thing you can do. Because while you may have trained to a razor's edge as far as what you're going to do and how you're going to react, when you get into the criminal justice system, you really are in a jump ball situation. Coming up next, it's time to have a discussion with Dean Weingarten. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.